Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of healing. We've talked about the fact that healing is part of salvation. It is the part of which Jesus wants to set you free from sickness and disease in your physical body. He also wants to heal you, of course, in the area of your soul and set you free from bruises and wounds and brokenheartedness and restore you in that area. But we're specifically talking about healing for the physical body. In Matthew 4:23, we saw Jesus was the one who healed all manner, all sickness and disease. He went forth and healed them all. Jesus Christ maketh us whole. Peter said to Aeneas in Acts 9, we saw in the Old Testament the fact that he reveals that he is the Lord that healeth thee, Jehovah Rapha. He says he's the one who takes sickness away from the midst of us. It says that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. He's the one who heals all of our diseases. And we see this comes through the Word. He sent His Word, healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. We've already talked about the will of God, and it's important for you to understand the only person who ever came and questioned the will of God about being healed was the leper who said, Lord, if Thou wilt, if You will, You can make me clean. Jesus said, I will, be Thou clean. And he was cleansed immediately. You need to know it is absolutely the will of God for you to be healed. Now we've seen the fact that Jesus was the sacrifice on the cross. We're going to be talking more about that today. And that through it, he accomplished our legal right of healing in the redemption. Healing is a part of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it's a doctrine of the church. We've already talked about the fact that we have authority over sickness and disease. Jesus took authority over sickness and disease and drove it out of people's bodies. And we have the same authority, and it's released through the name of Jesus. That's the way they operate in the New Covenant. We have the authority of the name of Jesus. We can speak in that name, and the name, through faith in that name, will bring healing to others. It's important for us to realize that the one who is responsible for sickness and disease is Satan. And we've talked about that. The fact that Satan was the one who went forth in the presence of the Lord and smote Job. Satan smote him with sickness and disease and those sore boils. We saw the fact that the one who had a demon in him, causing him to be blind and dumb, it was Satan who had him bound until the spirit was cast out. The same thing with the one who had that spirit of infirmity. The woman had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. It was Satan who had her bound for those 18 years. She was a daughter of Abraham, and Jesus loosed her from that infirmity and laid his hands on her, and she was made straight, and she was healed and glorified God. Praise God. We know that Jesus is the one who was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. In 1 John 3:8, he did that throughout his ministry in casting out the demons and healing the sick and setting the captives free. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. What was the problem? Oppression of the devil. What was the answer? Healing. And the Lord brought forth the healing to eliminate the oppression of the devil. Satan is responsible for sickness and disease. Also in the last broadcast, we talked about the fact that God doesn't put sickness on people. He's not the cause of it. God does not bring sickness on anybody. He doesn't send it to you. Man allows it to come because of his disobedience. He opens the door through sin, which brings a curse. The curse is an opposite of a blessing. And sin opens the door. Remember, Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless shall not come. Disobedience, which is sin, is a cause that will allow a curse, and sickness and disease is part of the curse. Now, we talked about the fact that God is not bringing sickness and disease upon us, but he will permit it to come upon us because he has given us a free will. We're not robots. We can choose our way. We can choose life. We can choose death. We can choose obedience. We can choose disobedience. We can choose to do things what God tells us, or we could choose to disobey and walk in the ways of sin or in darkness. when we walk with God, we're going to be blessed, and we're going to be healed, and we're going to be overcoming in every area of our life. But if we don't, and we yield to sin, then the door will be open, and God permits sickness and disease to come, but He does not cause it. In Deuteronomy 28, we saw those scriptures where it says the Lord shall send such and such upon you. The Lord will smite you with this consumption. The Lord will smite you with the botch of Egypt. He'll smite you with madness or blindness and all these different things. Now, the Lord is not doing this as far as a causative sense. The verb in the Hebrew is in the permissive sense, not the causative. He is not causing it. He permits it. Now, why does He permit it? Because He's given us a choice. When you choose to disobey, you will open the door to sickness and disease. For instance, if you go out and commit fornication, the Bible says when you commit fornication, you sin against your body. And you're going to open the door for spirits of infirmity to come into you, and sickness and disease is going to come upon you because of that sexual sin. That's just one example. We can open up the door through all kinds of areas of sin, and sickness and disease comes because of iniquity and wickedness and sin in our life. Very important. We also talked about the fact that one of the number one influences in all of our life is the inherited generational iniquity curses. The Bible says in Numbers 14:18 that the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. These are inherited generational curses that are coming upon the generations from the iniquities of the forefathers. That's why we see problems in our life that are coming right down the inheritance line. You see cancer in one generation, cancer in the next, high blood pressure right down the line, diabetes right down the line, allergies right down the line, all kinds of problems, whatever it might be, sickness and disease and infirmities are coming down the line because of the inherited generational curses. Remember, God has promised that when you obey, you will be blessed and your seed, so blessings will pass on down the line. But He's also a just God. If we choose to disobey, then curses will come upon you and your seed. That's why they pass to the generations. And this is what you see going on in your life. Start thinking of the physical problems you have in your life and think about, do I have these problems in my inheritance line? And I'm sure in most cases, people have some kind of physical problem that's going on in their life that is related to their inheritance line. This is because of the iniquities of the fathers visited upon the children to the third, fourth generation. So we know that this is the number one influence in your life. These spirits that come in to enforce this can be there for and be dormant for long periods of time and then show up at times. Just like cancer doesn't show up to you know, when you're a child. It might show up when you're 30, 40, 50 years old or so. But you might have been in your inheritance line. Your mother had it and grandfather had it. And here you see the same problem coming right down the line affecting you. It's so important that you realize this. Now, Satan's the accuser of the brethren. What's he do? He accuses of our sins in order to get a legal right to bring sickness or some sort of curse upon us in some way. Now, what did Jesus do? Jesus came to do the will of the Father and destroy the works of the devil. In John 4:34, He said, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work." What did Jesus do? He came to heal the sick and set the captives free. And that's exactly what He went forth to do. He healed all manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people. The Bible talks about the fact that when He preached the gospel of the kingdom, He'd heal every sickness and every disease. He would show forth the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom is the rule and the reign of God. Praise God. And He brings forth freely. Now, healing is in the redemption. Since we've already seen that He's the author of sickness and disease, healing is in the redemption. What did Jesus do on the cross for us? He bore away our sickness and our disease. He was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. In Isaiah chapter 53, it says that He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Actually, the word griefs here and sorrows also is translated sicknesses and disease. This particular word griefs is the Hebrew word koli there, which means sickness, translated sickness in Deuteronomy 7:15 and also over in Deuteronomy 28:61. It's also translated disease in 2 Kings 1 and 2 Kings chapter 8 and also over in 2 Chronicles 16:12. In these places, this particular word, griefs, is also translated sickness and disease. And the word sorrows is the Hebrew word makob here. And we're talking about sorrows in Isaiah 53:4, where He carried our sorrows. Here in Jeremiah 51:8, that word is translated pains, where he took balm for her pain, if so that she may be healed. We see that this griefs and sorrows also included the sickness and the disease and all the pains. He bore it all away. Jesus took everything, not only to affect us mentally for our chastisement of our peace, but also the sickness and disease with his stripes that were being laid upon him in order to see us be set free. You know, in Lung's literal translation of the Bible, in Isaiah 53:4-5, it says, "Surely our sicknesses he hath borne, and our pains he hath carried them. By his bruises there is healing to us." In Isaac Lesser's Hebrew Bible, it says there that but only our disease did he bear himself, and our pains he carried, and through his bruises was healing granted to us. He bore it away. Jesus was the one who took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 8:17. It was fulfilled. It was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Praise God. Remember 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Praise God, you're not only dead to sins, you've been made righteous, and now you can live unto the right of being healed because Jesus redeemed you. He redeemed you from the curse, which included sickness and disease. You see, our salvation includes healing of our physical body. He is the Lord that heals you. He is the Lord who comes to set you free. And he wants you healed from sickness and disease in your physical body. Now, if you have physical problems going on in your body right now, you've got to get this established, that God's the healer. It's the will of God for me to be healed. It's my legal right. It's a part of the law of the Spirit of life. It's a doctrine of the church. I have authority over sickness. We can release it through the name of Jesus and the Word of God. It can be received through our faith that Satan's responsible for it. God didn't put it upon us, but he allows it to come because of sin. And many things have come from the inherited generational curses, from the iniquities of the forefathers, visited upon us from the generations. Now, Jesus was the sacrifice on the cross, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He brought forth healing before. He brought healing in the New Testament era through the name of Jesus, and he's doing the same today. He wants you healed. Be established in the truth of the Word of God. We're going to talk